chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator John Stennis of Mississippi. We've asked him to be with us this morning to give us his evaluation of the Midway meeting and what came out of it. Senator Stennis is in our Washington studio right now with today's Washington editor, Bill Monroe. Gentlemen?
Good morning, Hugh. Good morning, Senator Stennis. Senator, what do you think is the significance of this announcement that 25,000 men will be withdrawn from Vietnam this summer? What does it mean?
Well, my first impression is this, that this is a definite committal by President Nixon to this pattern of seeking settlement, seeking peace. That is a graduated withdrawal. So I welcome it. I support it. I wish it could have been more, and I hope that we'd be justified in stepping it up. But at the same time, I know it's based, I know in my mind, it's based on the idea that strong hope, at least, that Hanoi will respond with some liking demonstration of withdrawal, proportionate. And it's based on the hope and some belief that South Vietnamese troops will be able to effectively fill in and carry the load.
You say that now, excuse me.
Yes, that's all right.
You say that you wish it could have been more. Do you have the feeling that perhaps we are in good enough military shape in Vietnam and the South Vietnamese Army is in good enough shape so that President Nixon could perhaps have announced a pullout of, say, 50,000 troops?
Well, to this extent, my idea is that if it's supply troops alone, why, perhaps it could have been more. If this is a balanced withdrawal, that is, balanced fighting troops, supply troops, why, this is perhaps the best start. But I think we have our supply problem whipped in part, and that we could doubtless do with fewer supply men. But I think the president, I'm backing the president as long as I can. We have to have a president and a commander-in-chief, and he's trying. So I'm backing him as long as I can.
There is some speculation, and so far as I know, it's pure speculation, that these troops to be pulled out may be pulled back only to Okinawa. Do you think that's a possibility? And if so, would that water down the peace-seeking effect of what's being done?
Well, I don't know whether this is to Okinawa or not. But my guess would be that that would tend to water down somewhat the chance of Hanoi reciprocating. And I imagine that if it is to Okinawa, that's temporary.
Senator, after so many years fighting in Vietnam, we've now pulled out 25,000 out of 540,000 men, which is less than 5%. Yes. Why has it taken us so long to get into a situation where the South Vietnamese can replace American troops?
Well, that's hard to explain in a few words. But as I see it, even though they've had some fine fighting units, for a large army, they just have not had and do not yet have sufficient leadership, corporals, sergeants, first and second lieutenants, and captains, to furnish the necessary skilled leadership to lead an effective fighting force of a large scale. And we get reports for years that they're improving, and I'm sure they're improving some. But I don't have high hopes of them blossoming into a large, effective army that can withstand the pressures from those North Vietnamese troops.
You don't sound as if you think it will be possible to pull out as many as 100,000 men a year. You sound as if you think We'll have to be pulling out men at a very slow rate.
I wouldn't try to commit myself to figures, but I'm afraid it'll be slow if it's dependent upon the upgrading the strength the South Vietnamese. I say that with all deference to them. The situation's so different. They've lost so much of their leadership, but they're willing fighters in a way, but that leadership, that's essential. It's the backbone of any military unit.
Would you?
The platoon leader, squad leader, the company leader, there's not enough of them.
Is this to some extent a matter of lack of political morale, a lack of unity in the country behind the Saigon government?
Well, I think it's historical. It's the lack of a centralized government, a lack of the concept of what we call patriotism to a central unified government. It's the lack of participation in the fruits of the land to a degree. Land ownership. But you just don't remake people, don't make them into a strong fighting nation overnight.
There seems to be some opinion in Washington that 2 years from now, in the summer of 1971, we still may have 200,000, 300,000, 350,000 troops in Vietnam. Does that seem a reasonable estimate to you?
Well, I certainly hope not. I hope we'll not have to stay that way. But frankly, I wouldn't be surprised that we'll have to keep a garrison there of some strength for a long time, many years. We're still in Korea, and we're still in Western Europe. But if we could have an effective settlement of this thing with Hanoi, with North Vietnam, of course, we could pull out.
Do you see an essential difference, Senator Stennis, between the approach of the Nixon administration and the approach of the Johnson administration toward trying to find peace in Vietnam? Do they face essentially the same problem, and are they going about, have they faced essentially the same problem, and are they going about it essentially the same way?
Well, perhaps so. I think that the man gets in that executive chair and gets all the facts before him, all the alternatives, and sees the consequences, say, of a withdrawal, a quick one, by us. I think he'll back off from it and stiffen and move in and say, as bad as it is, we'll have to stay longer. That's just my general impression. The president hadn't told me that now, I'm not quoting him, but I think it'd be a great error for us to turn and run away, because I believe we'd be back into another war, maybe in two places within 2-3 years. We can't set the precedent of having put our everything at stake, committed our flag, lost our men, and not have a certain degree of positive settlement.
Senator, as I recall, you originally voted against our sending troops in strength into Vietnam.
Yes.
Do you frequently wish these days that your side of the vote had originally carried and that we had not done this?
I was opposed to it strongly and did what I could to prevent it. But we're already in now, and it's a problem, and we must find a way out that's honorable and effective, certainly to a degree. But it's certainly up to South Vietnam, too, to tighten the belt more and show more consistent, determined effort on their part. And you can't do a great deal for people unless they're willing to commit their all to help themselves.
We will have to take a risk eventually to get out, will we not, of leaving South Vietnam on their own feet, politically and militarily. We'll have to risk the possibility that they might lose to the communists, either politically or militarily, if we're going to get out?
Yes, it'll come to that unless we can get some kind of intervention on the part of other powers, or supervision of some kind to help us. I favor them having an open, free election myself. I judge that the president I don't know his thinking on it, but the way I read these dispatches, why, that he's not against that. We have open and free elections here in the United States. Everyone votes that wants to, no qualifications particularly. So I don't think we can fight indefinitely for a pattern that's more limited or restricted than is our own.
Thank you very much, Senator John Stennis, Chairman of the Armed Services Committee. And now back to Hugh in New York.